cars will not be able to drive onto Cable Beach north of the Rocks through the months of December and January, starting next year in December 2022. The two-month total closure has been the recommendation of the Yarru Parks Council to the Shire of Broome, which recently endorsed the request. It's to protect the hatchlings of the endangered flatback turtles. Nighttime ramp closures will continue as normal from October to the end of February, outside December and January, and this season's ramp closures remain unchanged. Cable Beach is a Yarru conservation park, stretching the whole 25 kilometres of the beach, roughly between the dunes and the intertidal area, except for 700 metres in front of the surf club and the car ramp in question. Will Bennett is the Yarru Parks coordinator. He's with the Department of Conservation.
Overnight closures is a decision that was made by the Shire Council back in 2009 in the first instance. So the beach has had the access ramp boom gate for more than a dozen years now, and that was a decision made on the basis of information provided from the early monitoring through the community monitoring program that's still in place today. That overnight closure is really important with respect to nesting turtles. Obviously, vehicles pose a direct threat to turtles that are trying to nest on the beach. They can scare them away through lights and loud noises. And obviously, there's the risk of direct impact to a nesting turtle as well, which is not what anybody wants.
Would a complete closure for a longer period of time be of benefit? What did your group find?
So one of the management strategies of the conservation parks is to undertake a periodic review of vehicle impacts on turtles. And so that's been conducted over the course of this year and starting late last year. The Gunyanbimba Conservation Park had its management plan launched at the amphitheatre 12 months ago, November last year, and that sort of kicked off looking at this review. And we've gone pretty deep dive into the issue, and what we've determined is that the overnight closures are a great success, and everybody should feel happy about that early decision that was made on that advice through the monitoring program years ago. And by and large, turtles that are nesting overnight are protected because they tend to do it around a high tide at night. So most of the time with the beach closed from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m, there's no cars on the beach. Turtles hit the beach, nest, and they're off before the ramp reopens.
What did your group decide in the end? What was the sort of strategy recommendation?
And we looked at a range of research and data which indicated that the outstanding risk, I suppose, to the turtles is really not to the nesting turtles as much as it is to the turtle hatchlings. Turtle hatchlings emerge about 7 weeks after a nest is laid, and they generally head straight for the water. And they head straight for the water just with the energy that they have residual from the shell, the yolk that they hatched from. And they generally don't forage for the first couple of days once they hit the water. So they need to, when they hit the water, tiny little creatures in a big, big ocean, have as much energy as they can to survive those early days at sea. But unfortunately, what tends to impact that amount of energy is that huge rush to the beach, this huge expenditure of energy. They're already expending a lot of energy just to hit the water, but navigating tyre ruts is a major problem to that energy, and it leaves them with a lot less once they hit the water, if they make it, and they're at far greater risk of predation in the water once they get there. Turtles generally have a survival rate through to adulthood of something around the 1 in 1,000 mark. 1 in 1,000 hatchlings make it through to adulthood and come back to the nest, the beach that they were born on, to nest. So you want to give them the absolute best chances of survival. And our recommendation was the best way to do that is to get the ruts off the beach, get the vehicles off the beach, and to reach that compromise to ensure that there's still maintenance of recreational access down to the beach. We looked at targeting the closure for when most of the hatching events are taking place. And what the monitoring program shows us is that some 80% of hatching events happen in December and January, generally the quietest months of the year, which is pretty convenient. And some half of all nesting events happen in December and January as well. So a full closure for those 2 months only, in addition to continuation of the existing overnight closures, will give really strong protection to those hatchlings and also to the nesting turtles overnight. But most importantly, the hatchlings will hit the beach with as much energy as they can, and that'll give them a maximum chance of survival.
And as I understand it, that recommendation will come into effect for the season 22-23 for a limited period of closure for the hatchlings.
That's right. So starting December 2022, all things going to plan with respect to implementing a range of interim risk mitigation actions between now and then, things like new signage, some tweaks to the monitoring data. The Shire has installed new vehicle counters on the access ramps, research conducted this year by Yarra Rangers and Yarra Country Managers with Parks and Wildlife. Turtle scientists has shown that those flatbacks are foraging in Roebuck Bay as well. So they're born locally, they're foraging locally, and they're returning to nest on Cable Beach. And we've got a job to get that information out there between now and next year.
There's been a bit of consternation that it's now so far away when there could have been perhaps a quicker pivot to implement those wider closures for this year's hatching season. Could it have been done then or not?
Yeah, I think that's not an unreasonable point of view. That was certainly the recommendation of the Yarra Parks Council working group, was to commence that closure this year in December. And that's certainly what the community petition was. The community petition was asking for an investigation to take place, and the conclusion of that investigation was that a closure would be well placed based on the science. It would be not the best practice conservation in terms of probably a complete closure would be the way to go, but it's a compromise approach that will increase conservation outcomes and maintain recreational access outside of those 2 months, and it'll promote the turtles as broom locals over that time. The Parks Council had a tricky decision to make, I think, based on the recommendations, and we don't always see it eye to eye at the council. It's a tricky space, but it is a forum in which organisations with various jurisdictions come together to navigate complicated management issues, and making a decision to go ahead with December next year is a compromise to meet the needs of all parties.
That's Will Bennett, the Yarra Parks Coordinator. He's with the Department of Conservation, Biodiversity and Attractions. And those new full closures will start in December next year. So December and January, the car access ramp will be closed completely. And outside those times, there'll be the regular nighttime ramp closures, which have been in place since 2009. This year's system remains unchanged. Turtles nest on the beach they were born on. Takes about 20 to 50 years old to start that nesting process. They'll come to the beach every 2 or 3 years. And that figure that Will mentioned, 1 in 1,000 hatchlings surviving to adulthood. Not a great statistic for the endangered turtles, is it? The Cable Beach Rookery is monitored daily by a team of volunteers and rangers. Nests are checked and marked. You can keep your eye on them, stay well clear as well. And if you do have to drive on the beach, stay on the hard sand. There is plenty of information on how to watch turtles, a code of behaviour on the Department of Conservation, Biodiversity and Attractions website and other websites as well.